What is happening, Kansas State Nation? This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, a daily edition coming to you on this snowy Thursday in March 10th, 2022. My name is Eddie Greer, the third host of this K-State podcast, all about what's happening around Kansas State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's where your host currently lives. Well, folks, men's basketball, you can put this one in the cans, folks. Last night in the Big 12 tournament, the play-in game, the first night of the Big 12 tournament, which unfortunately we had to play in, K-State loses the ball game to West Virginia. These 8-9 games can be, as stated on the latest edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly, episode 90, is out now wherever you get your podcast. Obviously, we looked ahead to both men's and women's basketball tournaments, but of course, the men are now out, obviously, as I kind of are projected on that show. It could be over this nightmare that a brand of basketball that we've seen the last 3 years under Bruce could be officially, well, definitely could be over. Well, it is over. I can reflect on that later. Whenever announcement next comes about Bruce Weber and Gene Taylor, of course. So we'll both have our reflections on that down the stretch. Obviously here on the daily and of course on the weekly edition. But this game, we kind of talked about it. Spoiler alert. On episode 90, that you couldn't let everybody else get hot, and that's exactly what happened last night in this basketball game. Let's see, you had McNeil. He was not in Manhattan here. He was not a factor in this game. You don't get this 21 points from him, they lose this ball game. West Virginia is not known for its offense. It's known for its defense. And we talked about Sherman in that podcast as well. He went off, and then Johnson also went off in Manhattan too. But McNeil, he did not have a good game. And neither did this Curry kid. So this is what we're talking about. And a nightmare we were afraid of is that all these guys, or at least most of them, were get hot from the field. And that's what happened there. McNeil had 21 points. That was... It turned out to be a game high. Yes, it was a game high in this game, obviously. So you couldn't let him get touches. You certainly couldn't let Sherman get hot, which they did a good job on. But McNeil was the story in this game, and that's why West Virginia is moving on to the next round of the Big 12 tournament. They're going to be playing KU sometime in the next today. I believe that's the first game on the dock in the Big 12 tournament schedule there. As well, you couldn't let him get hot. I mean, so we were focusing on, Johnson and Sherman, but kind of left out Neal out in the cold. And he didn't perform well in Manhattan. I can't remember what he did in the first game matchup against K-State in Morgantown. But he was the star of this game by far. And he also get 17 off the bench from Curry. We're not talking about Steph Curry. We're talking about the other Curry. I don't know. Can't remember his first name. But he hurt K-State off the bench. He shot 50% from the field, 6 of 12 there as well. K-State tried to make it interesting there. The last 2 minutes there, it was too much. And every time K-State tried to fight back, West Virginia had... 8-0 run here. It's just, K-State spent most of his time, it seemed like, in my opinion, trying to crawl back in the games like we've seen them do all season long. And they didn't have enough gas in the tank in this one. Nigel Pack leading. First all Big 12, Nigel Pack. Led the Cats with 18 points, 6 rebounds. He was 3 of 7 from downtown. Mark Smith had another big game. His last K-State game, or I should say final K-State game, 17 points, only 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Mike McGurl, also his final game. Only 6 points. He did not get double figures. And, again, that was kind of the... one of our kind of, well, I think I said it on the show that McGurl, he had for any chance for K-State to get out of that game, or he had had a big game. He had the last two games, he was huge, and K-State didn't win. And of course, he kind of struggled a little bit last night in Kansas City, and he had only 6 points, four rebounds in the game as well. And it doesn't help when you don't only get five off the bench. That a courtesy of Shelton Miguel, 26 minutes off the bench for Bruce Weber last night as well. So you don't get much bench help either. And you get your daily Bradford and Ezeagu minutes, 4 and 3 respectively. And they don't score in a scoring column. So yeah, that's something that's got to get fixed there. Whatever Gene Taylor decides on his next steps for this K-State men's basketball team, they're going to have to get this figured out. I don't understand what in the world happened to the bigs this year. Again, we're going to do some grades, and there's going to be bad ones there. But, yeah, I mean, what can you, there's nothing really you can say here, but, I mean, if you win, you only go back to some of these games in the Big 12 play. You win that game in Morgantown the first time around. You somehow get an Oklahoma, beat Oklahoma the first time around. Maybe you sweep them. You definitely beat KU there. KU the first time around, you had their backs against the wall the first meeting. There are just so many points here, and or you get the Texas Tech road win. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. There are just so many points that you can go back and fall on and say, okay, you know, how in the world did we end up in the 8-9 game? I have no freaking idea. But yeah, the record just says it all here. K-State finishes the campaign, the 2021-22 campaign, here 14-17, and yeah, there's a lot of the rumblings got a little louder. Of course, before the second half, there's a fan with a summarizing as a get Bruce out of here, and Shane Southwell told that fan or signaled that fan to take it down prior to the second half. So yeah. You know, there's just nothing else we all can do, right? It's just, hey, this is another year that we have seen not so good basketball from the men's side at all. So we'll see. It's gonna be an interesting offseason, that is for sure. It's gonna be an interesting next couple of weeks or months. So Gene Taylor. Basically, if he ain't work on, he ain't to work already, he better get to work now on finding a new coach for K-State. And that's kind of interesting because I just got done listening to a 30-minute K-State podcast. they could go young or they can find an up-and-coming assistant. And that's kind of why I kind of like that direction as well. So, I mean, we'll see what happens. I'm already looking forward to what Gene Taylor decides to do on that front. But the Bruce Weber era, the curtain call has come, folks. I'll be definitely beside myself if the latter does happen. But assuming now that Bruce Weber's era here, yes, the two Big 12 titles, the Elite Eight run, a few NCAA tournament appearances, all that has been really, really great. We're really grateful for that, especially at the Elite Eight run that we all witnessed a few years ago. It seems to be a decade now since that all happened there. But yeah, it needs men's basketball, that we're talking about now. Women, they're going to still be playing, and it's, despite their outcome, of course, with Texas, they're going to be pretty much going to the NCAA tournament. It's going to be a matter of seeding with Jeff Mini's team. They're going to be playing Friday night against Texas there for quarter. Is it semifinal? No, it's quarterfinal matchup there, as I believe the women's bracket starts today. K-State plays on night two, which is tomorrow on Friday. But yes, if we find out, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But of course, West Virginia, you got to give them a lot of credit there because they could have easily folded. West Virginia is not a second half team. as stated in the broadcast, and we kind of seen it. I kind of seen it from afar as well. But they were a second half team against us the first round. The two teams played against Morgantown there. K-State blew a lead, so there's many things. Oh, yeah, and by the way, K-State, that battle against Oklahoma State and Stillwater a few weeks ago, that too. So this is why we're playing this 8-9 game, and that's why we're packing up, going home. Season over for the K-State men's team, 14-7 on a 2021-22 campaign. The Purple Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcasts, folks, whether that's Apple, Spotify, and a couple more podcasting platforms as well. Stay tuned. We got some more K-State activity coming up. Obviously, baseball, I have to check in on that and see what happened there. Obviously, the snow started when I went to bed last night, so I'm pretty sure they got that one in. Stay tuned for that as well. And, of course, women replaying on Friday night. We'll have the reaction to that on Saturday, whether they advance or they pack their bags and get ready for Selection Sunday. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast Daily.